720 WGN, Bill Snyder's here. It's weather on the ooze. And ooh, is it going to get cold?
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh, ooh, yes.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
How are you?
Up cold, but not as cold as I'm going to get.
No.
Well, you know, it was, it's like off, like, you know, today, what was it? Close to 30,
yeah,
I think?
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, it got to 32 at Midway Airport in the lakefront. It's a
right.
heat wave.
Yeah, indeed. So
yeah.
After a couple of days of it being a lot colder than that, you know, I go out and I'm like, oh, this is very comfortable.
Yep.
But
I know.
That's not going to last.
No, no. I, you know, unfortunately, you know, I'm the bearer of bad news here, John. But, you know, today's low 30s, I can't honestly tell you when we're going to see those levels again, at least for the next week to 10 days or longer. It's this is quite a shift in the pattern for us that's coming up. And yeah, it were, you know, the intensity, you know, or I should say the brutality of the cold will ebb and flow a little bit at times. But yeah, the overall pattern is really, really cold.
So
and what we got coming in is pretty mean.
How about the snow?
That, yeah,
you know, that's part of what's going on.
It is part of the snow. I mean, yes, you're absolutely right, John. And you know, what's interesting is you look at across the country, and we only have about maybe roughly just under a quarter of the lower 48 under snow cover right now. But what's important there, which is instructive, is that there is snow cover from here all the way to our northwest through the U.S. Canadian border, and then of course in all of southern Canada and north of there. So the fact is that we are going to be bringing in air from a region that will not modify at all because it's trekking over, you know, unlimited snowpack. And, yeah, so that is only going to enhance the cold. And, you know, we've actually got some decent snow showers that are moving through the area tonight. And that is ahead of what will be the first of two stages of this cold that's coming in, John. You know, we got into the low 30s today. We'll have a little surge of cold that comes in tonight following these snow showers. So tomorrow morning we'll drop down to about 10 or 11 above zero and warm into the low to mid 20s. So tomorrow will be about, you know, roughly 10 degrees colder than we were today. And then the really mammoth Arctic high pressure comes in late tomorrow night and by Friday morning. So we're talking about going from a high of 23 tomorrow to a low of 9 below zero Friday morning.
That's 9 below without a wind
without chill. The wind chill. Yeah, this is some mean stuff. I mean, you know, we've not seen anything like this level of cold here in about 7 years. I mean, this is going to be one of our colder days on Friday that we've seen around here in quite some time. And you know, it's just literally we've shifted the jet stream. We've got this large ridge of high pressure that's covering the western U.S. and then it extends north into Alaska. So while when Alaska's warm, that's usually bad news for us because we're cold and vice versa. When we're mild or warm, it's cold there. And so, you know, nature has its way of balancing things out. So when one part of the world is anomalously warm or mild, and you know, another part has to get really cold to balance it out. And unfortunately, we are going to be the recipient of the bitterly cold air that's coming in here.
And along with that,
yeah,
there's always the chance of frostbite. And I don't think,
yeah,
well, maybe people understand how quickly that can occur when you have temperatures that real temperatures being 9 below zero without a wind chill.
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't take long.
No, it doesn't. And you know, interesting too, John, is that with temperatures that cold, it doesn't take much of a wind to get such a brutal wind chill as what we're going to see here, you know, during the day on Friday. I mean, we're not talking 40-mile-an-hour winds, but you don't need 40-mile-an-hour winds at temperatures at the levels that we're going to see to produce these dangerous wind chills. And you know, the fact is that even a wind chill of 25 below, which may be the high end or the warmer end of what we see during the day on Friday, without proper clothing and bundling up every last ounce of skin, you could get a frostbite in 15 minutes or less.
Wow.
At 25 below on the wind chill. And we are likely going to be colder than that. We're probably looking at wind chills that could be in the range of 30 to 35 below zero. And you know, the Weather Service a couple of years ago changed how they classify these. You know, used to be a wind chill watch or wind chill warning. Now it's, we are under an extreme cold watch. And I suspect that when we wake up tomorrow morning, because they issue the zone forecasts, which were issued this afternoon, the next major update on the zone forecast from the National Weather Service will be around 3 or 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. When they issue that, that will be upgraded to an extreme cold warning, which our neighbors to the north of us in Wisconsin have already gone to that criteria. So they've already issued the extreme cold warning. And you know, looking at this, John, we're not alone. There are literally 27 states under some form of cold weather or winter weather advisory with what's upcoming here between now and the end of the week. This is really, really going to be making some significant national headlines across the country.
And, you know, we talk about frostbite on the skin, but, yeah, you know, the obviously, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, we're heating our homes.
Right.
Right? We,
yep,
turn the heat on when we're driving the car.
Right.
We're traveling over roads that are affected by the weather.
Yes.
And that's quite a combination considering what's coming our way.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's no question. There's no question. And this is, you know, again, this is something that, you know, we, you know, sure, we get, it gets cold in Chicago in the winter. There's no question about
right.
that. You know, we've been through this. But, you know, it's just, it's a good reminder that, you know, a little common sense goes a long way, you know, and, you know, you, this is something where you want to make sure you check on your elderly, and make sure that they have, you know, everything that they need, supplies and so forth. And so they're not having to run out to the store to get prescriptions or, you know, whatever, you know, food and so forth. But,
right.
That's important. And, you know, of course our pets. You have a dog.
Yeah.
You have a dog. I have a dog, and
yeah.
This is something, you know, where they like to run around and play. This is not something that you want to keep your animals outside for very long in this type of weather, because it can affect them, and they can get frostbite too.
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
And they'll let you know when their paws feel uncomfortable.
Right. They start hopping around. They
kind
of hop around like a bunny, and yeah, I can't even imagine or fathom, you know, walking on the pavement at the temperatures that we're going to see here. So this is, you know, again, this is some pretty mean stuff. And, you know, it's not uncommon, John, because when you look at it, if you just look at all of our weather records and going back, you know, over 150 years of records, which we have data for, if you look at climatologically when you would expect our coldest period of the year, it's usually from that mid-January to early February period. So we are right in the midst of what I would consider cold weather prime time. And, you know, hey, perfect example. Yesterday was the anniversary, 41-year anniversary of our coldest temperature, 1985.
And that was what?
27 below zero, January 20th, 1985, 27 below. And with the wind chill, John, it was minus 57.
And that's when they the Bears were in the playoffs at Soldier Field.
No.
That
was a year later. Bears, the Bears were in the playoffs, but that was, you know what? That would have been post playoffs, because I think the football season was a little bit, everything shifted a little later now. That was a little bit earlier, but yeah, the Bears were at home in 86 when they played, the two playoff games prior to the Super Bowl against the Giants and the Rams. And, yeah, it was nowhere near what was, what we felt the year before in 1985. And that was on a Sunday. And, you know, there were cars that were in buses and so forth that were abandoned because they simply wouldn't start. That was the level of cold we've never seen before. We won't get that cold, coming up. You know, we're talking about, you know, morning lows 10 to 12 below zero, but you know, this is pretty mean. As I said, and we're looking at, you know, an extended period here. We'll, you know, we won't be quite as extreme, but my goodness, it's still going to be darn cold when you're talking about, we're forecasting a high of 1 below zero. That's the high on Friday, 1 below zero. We may get up to 7 or 8 degrees on Saturday and get into the low teens on Sunday. But we're watching a weather system, John, one of our more reliable models is starting to shift some of its precip shield further north. It looked like we were just going to be dry and bitterly cold up here, but we may be dealing with some snow of our own here, outside of the snow that moves through here tonight, later Saturday and Sunday, that may be a shovelable snow. For parts of the area. Yeah. And that's not going to be fun with temperatures as cold as what we're going to have. So, we're keeping an eye on that trend. This is part of a significant storm that is going to have major impacts across the South. We're talking about cities like Dallas, Texas, Little Rock, Arkansas, Memphis, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, into the Carolinas and even the nation's capital. There's some models, John, that are suggesting that the nation's capital may see anywhere between 12 and 20 inches of snow.
Whoa.
Yes. And potentially crippling ice across, like upwards of a half an inch of ice accumulation in Dallas-Fort Worth, a combination of ice and, heavy snow in places like Nashville, Little Rock, even maybe a foot of snow in Oklahoma City. So, once this cold air, this Arctic high pressure sends its cold air all the way south, there's going to be a storm system that's running, some warmer, moist air on top of the bitterly cold air that's at the surface. And so that is going to create quite a mess down there. We're talking about potential for significant power outages and even, life-threatening situation for those folks down there because they just simply are not equipped to handle it.
Right.
And the infrastructure down there, John, is not what we are used to up here in the northern latitude. So that will be a big story. And again, we may have our own issues potentially, at least with some accumulating snow in parts of our area to deal with over the weekend here. So winter is here and here to stay for a while. But if I can offer a little positive news, John, we have gained 33 minutes of daylight since our shortest day. So, and next week, next week, we will have our first 5 p.m. sunset.
Well, there you go.
So, things are trending in the right direction, even though we're not going to see them necessarily firsthand here in the coming week or two.
Well, hey, thank you so much for putting all of this in perspective.
Yep.
We'll see what happens and talk to you next week. Thanks, Bill.
Look forward to it then and stay warm, John, and stay warm, everyone else out there.
You too.